Track 13, and now we come to sport. And as it's summer, we'll start with cricket. Ashburton's topsy-turvy season in C Division West continued when Kingsbridge hammered them by 143 runs. The Ashes' highs have included topping 250 against Kingsbridge first time round and South Devon, while the lows are all out scores of 54 against Ivybridge and now 70 against Kingsbridge. White, the Ashburton captain, said conditions were challenging for batsmen, but Kingsbridge's top order mastered them. "We never got going with the bat and need to take more individual responsibility to get scores on the board, me included." Elsewhere, Chudley stay anchored to the foot of B Division table after crashing to a 9-wicket defeat against visiting Budley Salterton. Rain was a factor at Cape Brook as it limited Chudley to a 33-over innings, which only yielded a modest total of 127 for 7. Although rain was an issue elsewhere, in the Tolchard's DCL, the only A Division match not to reach a conclusion was the one between Abbots Kurzweil and North Devon. As table-topping North Devon would have been favourites to beat table-propping Abbots Kurzweil, 9 points for an abandonment instead of a potential 4, 5 or 6 for a loss was a minor bonus for the Abbots. Over 3 overs bowled at Bovey Tracy, where Timmouth and Shuldon were the visitors. Bovey had T&S on 5 for 2 when rain stopped play. Braden Pink claimed both wickets to fall. And lastly, Barton beat Ibblepen by 41 runs, a confusing game determined by the Duckworth-Lewis system. Matt Besant, the Ibblepen captain, had no axe to grind with Barton. The Duckworth-Lewis system, however, was a different story. Chasing 205 in 27 overs on a wet pitch and with a wet outfield due to the DLS method, when Barton had made 152 in that time, leaves a bit of a sour taste, especially when we had made more in 27 overs, said Besant. "We made a good fist of it with some very positive cricket, so I'm proud of our batters for that." And Bovey Tracy fanned the flames of a Premier Division revival with a 5-wicket win over fellow strugglers Plimpton in the basement battle at Harewood House. Although Bovey Tracy, 86 points, are still in the bottom two, they have closed the gap on Paignton, immediately ahead of them, to 19 points. Pete Bradley, the Bovey captain, felt there were encouraging signs in what was only the second win of the season for a side largely shy when it comes to run scoring. Obviously, it was great to get the win with some good individual performances. And finally, on the cricket field, Bovey Tracy surrendered the Devon T20 Cup to Exmouth following a 58-run defeat in the final at Cornwood. And now we're going to go on to running. On Sunday, Luke Williams took a ferry to take part in the Lundy Island race half marathon, finishing third in a time of 1 hour, 55 minutes and 4 seconds. The race takes runners over 14 miles of pristine, wildlife-encrusted tracks tended by the Landmark Trust. Visiting the North Lighthouse, traversing the undulated eastern and western cliff tops and the central spine of the island on its 3 loops. And even though we're in summer, we've got some football. Buckland Athletic held Torquay United to a goalless draw last Friday in front of 1,781 supporters. The Gulls visited Buckland at the VX3 Stadium to get the Paul Wootton era underway, and neither side were able to find the back of the net. Wootton is a beloved figure at Plymouth Argyle, having played over 400 times in green and white, and then going on to coach there. Now this is his second managerial role following 5 years at Truro City. And now we come on to cycling. Copenhagen, Denmark is the goal destination for 9-year-old BMX rider Trixie Trays. Trixie has only been competing in the British Cycling BMX National Series since March, and yet she already has a maiden national win under her belt. The latest event took place in Birmingham, and another national race victory means that she has an official ranking of third in the UK. Competing against girls who are older and have more experience isn't a deterrent whatsoever, and with the top 16 qualifying for Copenhagen, Trixie has earned her place there next year. And finally, Dawlish's Dragon Boat Dynamo. Linda Mortimer of Dawlish was part of the Great Britain team that took part in the European Dragon Boat Championships in Czechia recently. A dragon boat is a long, narrow boat seating 10 or 20 paddlers side by side. At the bow end is a dragon head and a tail at the stern, and then there is a drummer who beats in time with the paddlers. The GB team in question consisted of 22 men and women, and they paddled their way to victory. The ladies' team bringing home one silver medal as well as four bronze medals. The men, meanwhile, brought home a few medals of their own, including a gold. And that's the sport for this week.